Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your Power Mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you and that's for you to build a big business. So listen, we're here coaching you every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share the call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with your smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/success with Nicola. Okay, guys, so listen, this is a series that is so pivotal. I tell you, it's almost like I believe that God will have these series come about, and it will appear that it's for me to bring the message, but also the message is also so relevant for those who are so close to me or myself, and I am so amazed all the time, just so in awe of God's glory and his splendor. And so, you know, we are in the series, Don't Get Passive, It's Time to Pace and Push. But how do you push when all the odds seem to be stacked against you? It seems like everything you're trying to build is being torn down. How do you keep pushing? The Lord gave us a word because there are a lot of people who are struggling with different things, and every time you're trying to do, take one step forward, it seems like something, someone, some things, situations, circumstances are trying to push you 10 steps back. You want to know, what do you do? How can you push no matter what? I want you to go to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, as well as Jeremiah 1 and 19. This is where we're going to be at today. We won't be having any callers opening up the call on today because we're traveling back in. And tell me this. If you are truly a servant of the Lord, you will be under fire. That's a part of it. That's a part of it. All you need to work on is being sure that you're a servant of the Lord. Because God will always have your back. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today because this is the day that you've made, and we're so glad, we're joyous, we're here in the land of the living. Father God, as we petition to you, we're making our petitions made known to only you, the source, who can answer, who can make every crooked path straight. We're petitioning, but we don't have to plead because we are your sons and your daughters. So right now, dear Lord, as your Holy Spirit come in like a flood, let him increase, as your servant decrease. As we're going into places that we've never gone before, to remove the fear and the doubt and replace it with faith and action. We're thankful, oh dear Lord, that as we get a higher understanding of your will and your way, we know that that will always be the best way. We're coming up against anything that is not of you, that will come against the assignment on your children's life. As we're pushing forward no matter what, we know that all things are going to work out for the good of those who love you. And we love you, Lord. And we want to seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. This is Nicole Smith Jackson, your Power Mentor. Just in case you're just dialing in, and we're going to go to two passages of scripture on this morning, and we're talking about how to push when all the odds seem to be against you. Being successful can get intense at times, but I want you to know, with all of the challenges that I've been through, I want you to understand something, that the more intense it gets, if you push through, God is with you, and you'll win. I want to have you write down, this is a passage you need to write down, Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. In all thy ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. The crooked path will be made straight if you trust in him. If you're trying to do it yourself, it just seems to get more confusing, doesn't it? And I want you also to go to Jeremiah 1 and 19, because it will seem like there will be people, but it's not people. You have to realize everything you see manifested in the natural world first began in the supernatural world. And if you want to stay a babe and you don't want to acknowledge that there are energies or forces that are always working, even when you're not working, even when you're sleeping, if you want to stay a babe, then you're going to stay where you are. But if you're willing to acknowledge and believe the entire Bible, I can remember my bishop, we were doing some training before my ordination, and we were doing some one-on-one training, and she said, this is the first thing you need to understand. You must believe the whole Bible, not just parts of it. You know, you can't be a selective believer. She didn't say those words, but the Holy Spirit just brought that to me. She said, you have to believe the whole Bible or none of it at all. That was a decision to go Team Kingdom all the way. So that means once I said, yes, I will believe the whole Bible. So once they said, oh, well, there are people who have put words in there for their own benefit. You know, King James did this and all this stuff. Listen, the next instruction is that you must worship God in spirit and in truth. So now the Holy Spirit will clarify anything that has been confused or convoluted. We're not talking about reading the Bible with the Logos word, what is written. We're talking about the Rhema word in the spirit. And I'm going to tell you something. Man can try to do whatever he wants to do, but God will have the last word. And so when you go looking at Jeremiah 1 and 19, you better write this down, because you're going to need it at some point in your business and life if you don't need it right now. It says, they will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you. You're pacing to win the race. Things begin to happen. Illnesses, circumstances, crazy things. Some of those things are small. You're making them too big. And some of those things are really big, but they're small to God. I want you to hear me. Remember, this is the God that has created every living thing. And there's nothing new under the sun. Right while I am doing this call, before I got on the call, something hit me where it would feel like it was a punch in the gut. And let me tell you something, nothing is going to stop me from doing what God has called me to do. And I am encouraging you to do the same thing. You better pull out your word because it is your weapon. It is your weapon. The Lord says, I am with you to deliver you. Now, I have seen God show up mighty and strong, even when I can go back years ago, 24 years ago, and here I am driving myself to the hospital in labor. Who would make me get there safely? No incident, no accident. As I even tried to go back there, I can't even remember the other cars on the road. I don't even remember how I parked the car and walked in the hospital. It appeared that there was no one with me. The host of angels were there, and I can go into so many different situations, even into present, where when the challenges come and you're trying to pace to win your race, you don't have to stand. You just get on your knees. God is going to make it work for your good. I want to give you a few points because you're going to need this. You're going to need this. You're going to still need to keep pushing. You got to work with God. You got to work with Him. Faith is going to cause you to keep working. Faith is going to cause you to keep working. Five things that you need to do. To cause you to push, even when the odds seem to be against you, the first thing is you need to pray. But don't just pray. You got to pray the word of God. He has to answer to His word. He's not a man that He shall lie. He has to answer to His word. You pray the word and you pray His will. Acknowledge that you want God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then you meditate. Praying is your petition. Is you talking to God? Now you got to meditate. Get quiet and listen so the wisdom of God can give you instruction. Some of y'all going to have to sit for a while because you've been listening to too many wrong voices. So you're not quite clear on the voice of God. It's okay about where you are now. But it may not be okay for you to stay there when we're talking about your spiritual walk. You think you're just going to break generational curses without any challenges? You think that you're going to change the whole way that people come after you think and do things, and you think there's not going to be any pushback? Wealth is not for wimps. You have to rely on the strength and the wisdom of the Lord. And if you are not meditating, if you're not getting still, I'm not talking about that you have to be a professional meditator. I'm talking about shut your mouth, shut down your mind, and listen. Take deep breaths. When we talk about even taking a deep breath, we just take deep breaths, and it's free, right? For those who are still questioning, is there a God who gave you the air to breathe? It definitely ain't your government. I need you to hear me. I need you to hear me. After you meditate, now you got to get your mind right. You got to get your mind right. You have to remember that we are three beings. We are in the spirit, and then we have our soul, and then we have our flesh. Your mind is where the decisions are made. You decide, I'm either team kingdom or team the world. I'm either going to believe the report of God or I'm going to believe what I can see. You got to get your mind right. That's why personal development and network marketing is a non-negotiable. You need to write the word down, non-negotiable personal development daily. So it starts with your spiritual development, and then you got to get in your mind before anybody else does. The next step you need to take if you want to push where it seems like the odds are stacked against you is you got to keep the right company. Let me tell you something. Many people live their life in fear, and it's stopping them from having success. They live their life in fear. Everything that happens, even when they're on the brink of a breakthrough, they're going to see what can't happen or probably won't happen instead of what's happening or what can happen. These are some people that may be starting to have some level of success, and then all of a sudden they start to revert to their old self of self-sabotage, and now everything that's good, they're making it where it's not good. People who are good, they're making it those people that are bad. People who are doing good things, they're making some kind of way where the person is not doing something good. People who've been good to them, those are the ones that they become bad to them. I need you to hear me. You have to have the right company in order to push when the odds are stacked against you. Some people go into comfort zone hanging around folks that mean you no good because they don't even mean themselves any good. You need a litmus test for character and integrity for your circle. And then you need the wisdom of God to understand that just because they're in your circle, that don't mean they're in your corner. It's time for us to grow up and know the difference. You need to be mindful of who you're hanging out with. You're trying to do something big. You're trying to do something big. You're trying to do something big. But everyone around you are thinking small. Everyone around you thinking small, but you're trying to do something big. Many of the people hanging around you are confused and complacent and comfortable. But it takes for you to be clear-minded and uncomfortable to push when all the odds are stacked against you. And last, keep going because God got this. Keep going. God got this. Family, I couldn't make this stuff up. And the whim of the moment. You know, we just left. We had an amazing event here in Orlando, Florida on last night. It was a great meeting here with Pastor Jonathan McKnight and people. And there was a lady there that drove all the way from Macon, Georgia, because she saw that I was going to be on a flyer. And there were people there that said, oh, wow, I am just totally revived. I got a whole different thought process about this business. And someone said, wow, your strength. It's not my strength. It's the strength of the Lord. In the natural, I was tired. I could have answered to my flesh. In the natural, I should have been back in Georgia working on my passport. But I've chosen Team Kingdom and know that God will always work out everything for the good of his servant who loves him. Family. He didn't raise me up to be a leader, just like Papa Monroe told me what I would be doing, making people successful. That's what I'll be known for. He didn't say you'd be known for a network marketing guru. He didn't say you'll be known for the best speaker. He didn't say you're going to be. That was the Holy Spirit. It was in the whim of a moment that he looked in my eyes, and I told him, because I was in a transition. I said, Papa, I don't know if I'm in a transition. I don't know. I don't know if I need to quit. I don't want to be a quitter. And he said, no, God has something bigger for you. You'll be known for success. You'll be known for making people successful. And then I told him, I said, that's the name of my company, Success Strategic Partners. He said, go forth. Last words he had to me seven and a half days before he went home to the Lord, and I stood on that. And the mission was clear. Many a times it was seen that it was impossible. Nothing is impossible with God. I love you, family. You got to keep pushing. You got to keep pushing. There's a whole bunch of families and babies that's waiting on you to talk to their parents. There's so many people out here. Get out of your foolishness. That stuff you're dealing with ain't that big. And if you feel it's that big, stop spreading it to other people. Go and quarantine yourself in prayer and meditation. There is an urgency in our nation right now because there is winter is coming. There is things that's going to be happening coming soon, sooner than you think, and many people are unprepared. You're going to start having to decide, are you the one that's going to be giving help or looking for help, family? Which one is it going to be? This is all in love, but I need to put some fire so you can get moving. I love you. God bless you. Take care.